And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to do something completely different, reverse our direction. The very first thing we're doing, a Facebook post. Hello! It's called a Wayne Gretzkyism. That's right. Just skate on that for a while. Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of 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 Christian Talk Radio. I can do that all day. And then we're going to do our DDD, There Is a Reason, and we'll close it out with Get the Picture.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. I got to tell you, no matter what's going on during my day, when I start doing the show, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, who cares? Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Like that idea. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Well, we have Russell Shubin on, so you know that's going to happen. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities.
You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Kinda. Does that matter? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to answer that. Oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. Keep praying for my doggy. He's still sick and lethargic. It makes me sad. He can't do anything. Somebody said, I wish they were able to tell us how they felt. It's like a dog speaking English. I like it. Let's create a little device that enables us to do that. Of course, then we would find out all the bad things the dog is doing. Maybe we should not do that. Anyhow, if you want to, like I said, you can give us a buzz, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Hey, don't forget, folks, it's not really professional radio, and I think you know it. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here in San Diego on AM 1210 K-PRAISE. Going to take a short break, come back, stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Winds and rain are picking up dramatically along the Texas Gulf Coast as the full power of Hurricane Harvey is expected to slam into the area sometime tonight or early tomorrow morning. Correspondent Val Dior is on the Texas coast.
Well, he's now a Category 3, winds of at least 100 miles per hour set to hit shore from Corpus Christi over to Galveston and into Louisiana. And now tornado warnings for the Galveston area. Several inches, even feet of rain will fall throughout Monday or Tuesday. Even a couple of hours inland, major cities like San Antonio and Houston will experience serious flooding. And flights in this direction, if not already canceled, soon will be. Val Dior reporting.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott urges residents to evacuate.
My top goal is to be able to make it through this storm in a way in which we lose no lives. And so my hope is that our fellow Texans will follow that advice and put your life first and your property second.
National Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini says the big problem will be the amount of time the storm will sit over Texas.
Very heavy rainfall is going to be associated with this particular hurricane, and it will sustain its circulation pattern for a longer period of time.
The Trump administration has slapped sweeping financial sanctions on Venezuela. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says President Trump's executive action sends a strong message to the dictator of Venezuela.
This order demonstrates more clearly than ever that the United States will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere at the expense of its people.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 30 points to 21,814. The NASDAQ, however, dropped 6. The S&P up by 4. This is SRN News.
Pray your way past the urge to do wrong.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Linda Washington. Linda writes, "In the summer of 2016, my niece convinced me to play Pokemon Go, a game played on a smartphone using the phone's camera. The object of the game is to capture little creatures called Pokemon. When one appears in the game, a red and white ball also appears on the phone screen. To capture a Pokemon, the player has to flick the ball toward it with a movement of a finger. Pokemon are more easily caught, however, by using a lure to attract them. You know, Pokemon characters aren't the only ones who can be lured away. In his New Testament letter to believers, James, the brother of Jesus, reminds us that we are dragged away by our own evil desire. In other words, our desires work with temptation to lure us down a wrong path. Though we may be tempted to blame God or even Satan for our problems, our real danger lies within. But there is good news. We can escape the lure of temptation by talking to God about the things that tempt us. Though God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, as James 1:13 explains, he understands our human desire to do what's wrong. We have only to ask for the wisdom God promised to provide. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about tap insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Tap is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call Ecola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you have not yet figured it out, that would be robo-producer.
Probably the only producer you have that runs this theme, because it's only the greatest TV show of all time.
Okay. You're on the meds, right? Just wanted to double-check
heavily
on that. Heavily. Why, who can blame you? Let's give a big shout out to the Robo producer, by the way, have been filling in for Agent Squire, is doing a fantastic job in this first hour throughout the week. Appreciate that. This segment, first and foremost, brought to you by Whitefields Ministries. I want to talk about Steve for a second. Normally we talk about him in the second hour. I want to talk about him in this hour. So there are some people that have tried to connect and communicate along the lines of, you know, I want to get involved in advancing the gospel in other places. I'm just not comfortable with making those kind of trips. I do want to support. I can't necessarily financially support, but I want to be supportive of the ministries. And in that, we would encourage you and say, you know what? If you would pray for the different ministries that the Lord brings into your life, that is by biblical definition. And we're going to really tear into that in the second hour. That is supporting. Supporting, when you're praying for somebody, that is a supportive position that you're taking. In fact, it has been taught more than once that if you have a problem with somebody, a difficulty in relationship, pray for their well-being, because then in your flesh there's a conflict, of you wanting bad for them, and in the spirit part of you, the new man, wanting something good for them, and you have to yield to God.
And a lot of people might think, hey, well, I can't do as much. Obviously, financial is more. It's just different. It matters just as much.
Yeah, especially for them. I think the warfare, I tend to think that people think of warfare, spiritual warfare, as a financial moment. I mean, it seems to me like a lot of people think, you know, well, my spiritual warfare is, you know, it's financial, it's paying rent, it's paying the bills, so on and so forth. These guys are preaching the gospel and planting churches in red zones where they can get killed for sharing Jesus, like you've been seeing ISIS kill the Christians throughout different regions. That's where they're planting churches. It's like, yeah, they need prayer, prayer for safety. They need prayer for protection. They need prayer for provision, inspiration, encouragement. All I'm going to ask you to do is pray for Whitefields Ministries. How about that? You think, oh, you're going to do that, you're going to say this, you're going to say... No, I'm not. That's it. Pray for Whitefield Ministries. I mean, just pray for them. Take 30 seconds out of that intense schedule, maybe one less commercial that you watch. Put it on pause and just lift them up. I promise you that will be appreciated. I can say that without reservation. That's why Steve's like one of the only people I let fill in for me, is because the kind of person he is. The other part of this segment brought to you by his co-partner in sponsorship. Now, when I say that, you just have to understand how much Steve and Sam have been working together. And it's as though the Lord brought them together but used the show to do it, which is cool. And so, you know, what will happen is Sam sells a property that people want to give, and they usually give a lot of them give like a portion to Whitefields Ministries. It's really kind of a cool thing, because Sam, what he does is 25% of any commission he makes through the show, whether he sells it, whether he's the real estate broker that sells or helps the purchase, doesn't matter. Whether it's investment property, it's irrelevant. He takes 25% of his commission from each transaction that he does through this show and gives it to whatever church or ministry the person desires, and he has thus far given thousands and thousands. I can't say yet 100,000, but I can tell you thousands and thousands and thousands. It's a lot. I'm just saying. If you want to get more information, thinksam.com. Great URL, because it's for people like me. Dense people like me. Think Sam. Oh, wait, let me remember. Think Sam. Thank you. 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, for somebody else, then we say, send them to Sam. There you go. All right. Those are my guys. Love those guys. Let's do our first review, which is actually, bizarrely enough, a Facebook post. Normally we do it the other way around, but I got a two-parter on the last half of this, and I want to kind of put them together. So this one is basically entitled, A Wayne Gretzky-ism. A Wayne Gretzky-ism. I just asked RoboProducer if I was on thin ice because I was talking about Wayne Gretzky. Just shook his head. He was the person who said, now you'll hear a lot of people that have been attributed to this quote, but it was actually Wayne Gretzky in his prime, where they asked him about questions about shooting, and he was the one that coined the phrase, although I don't think he'd take credit for inventing it, but from a sports point of view, he did. He said, I miss 100% of the shots I don't take. Such a great line. It's just like the great, it's like, I miss 100% of the shots I don't take. It's like, yep. See, but strangely enough, I came across a passage that has that underlying theme. I mean, how bizarre is that? I'm sitting there thinking, where'd he get that? I mean, did he get it from this? Here it is, 2 Kings Chapter 7, verse 13. But one of his servants responded, please let messengers take 5 of the horses that are left in the city. The messengers are like the whole multitude of Israelites who will die. So let's send them and see. It's like, okay. So there's a famine and they're having a tussle. Basically, Ahab is having a tussle on whether or not he should send these messengers, these horse people, to check out to see whether there has been a provision for the nation. And the advisors and his servants are like, look, everybody's dying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they're horses and messengers or not. Why don't you just send them and let's see what happens? Well, I got a message for you. Because they were going to die anyhow, the logic in that was, well, what's the difference? And the answer is, there isn't. Send them. And ironically, when Ahab allowed them to go and they were sent, they discovered this fantastic bounty that saved the nation. But listen to what the servants said to the king. Let's send them and see. Like, who knows? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. So here's my response. Take a shot. Maybe it won't happen. Maybe it will happen. Maybe it will happen kinda. Maybe it'll teach you how to shoot better the next time. But what Gretzky said in the sports analogy was perfect. You're never going to know whether the shot would go in if you never take the shot. How would you know if it went in? Well, if I would have shot that, that would have went in. Well, that's if you would have shot it. So the whole point is, and he's a hockey player for those that don't know. And so the whole point is sometimes just take a shot. See what happens. And you would think, well, that just sounds nutty. Yep. 5 years ago, it was really nutty. Until I was in the corporate office of Salem Media Group, being somebody purchasing me a corned beef sandwich, which was a good way to get on my good side. And lo and behold, 5 years later, you guys have had to put up with it. Ah, to you, that's the first thing I'd say. But the other thing I'd say is, look, took a shot in the Lord, and the Lord said, yes, sometimes just take a shot. You just don't know. It could be better than you think. You might score. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
A pastor fired for porn addiction is offering help to fellow strugglers. This is truth itself. Greg Oliver, a former worship pastor for 11 years at a Birmingham area church, was fired in 2009 for pornography use. 2 years ago, he started Awaken Recovery, an addiction recovery ministry. Oliver told Alabama Living, "In early 2009, I was exposed. I lost my job, but I began recovery." He and his wife, Stacy, worked through the crisis. After they went through counseling and recovery, they started counseling others through weekly support group meetings at the church at Brook Hills. Oliver says, "I'm a recovering addict. I know the shame people feel." Oliver calls the shame overwhelming, and with internet pornography so easily available, the problem of porn addiction is widespread, including among pastors and church staff members. Oliver now holds conferences on fighting pornography. The target audience is parents, church leaders, counselors, teachers, and coaches who work with older elementary, middle school, high school students at risk for exposure to pornography. Oliver says God has a design for sex that's awesome, adding pornography inhibits and interferes with that plan. He calls pornography a counterfeit that cheapens sex, reduces intimacy, and will hurt your ability to have healthy sex later in life. According to research, about 70% of teenagers say they've been exposed to hardcore pornography. You know, if you see a lot of people rushing to get in on something and they're all excited, don't you wonder, okay, what am I missing out on? In this case, it's thousands of people joining MediShare. Just one of the reasons. MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. Honestly, this may be a game changer for you and your family. Find out more. Call 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. That sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved. with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to remind people before we get to our next guest, our number one guest, by the way, that we have our 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch taking place October 5th at City View Church. And the only thing I can tell you is if you don't sign up, you will not get in. If you wait until, you know, mid-September, you probably won't be able to go to this. I'm just letting you know. You can go to kprz.com and sign up right away. Our keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress, the man. He's not the myth, but he is the legend. He will be speaking for us again. He's such a good speaker. I love how he's on point. Anyhow, I encourage you to go to kprz.com and get yourself situated for that scenario. Okay, who do we have to talk to today? Well, it's the one that's the discerner of the politically diabolical and divine. He wades through the weeds of the talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate. It's our very own Russell Shubin, coordinator, director, and extraordinator of Christian Outlook, ChristianOutlook.com. Right here, by the way, on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., and Sunday's 11 p.m. Russell, sir, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It was a good week, a busy week, and I'm sure it was a busy week for you and even all your listeners down there. So, but we're hanging in. Are you hanging in?
We are hanging in there. I will say this, and I did not get to share this with people, but the other day I had a chance to Skype with my granddaughter. And listen to this. She's sitting there in front of the computer waiting for me to be on Skype, and my daughter takes a picture of her standing in front of the computer going, "Where's Grandpa?" So whatever happened throughout the week, that made it worth it.
Oh, great.
Is that great or what?
Sweet stuff.
Yep, best there is. All right, my friend, talk to me about the best of 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 Christian Talk Radio. What do we got going on? Because I know you guys have just been going crazy with all the stuff that's going on.
Well, listeners have tracked with the changes and the dynamic stuff that's happening within the White House, I'm sure. But there's also a big change that's been announced and a new policy, a new approach to Afghanistan. President Trump gave a speech this week, and James Carafano joins Don Crow. James Carafano is from Heritage. He talks to Crow about the new approach to Afghanistan, and if listeners don't care and are somewhat disinterested, we should look no further than what happened in Barcelona last week. And Robert Spencer talks to Kevin McCall about the Barcelona attack, about the new threat from ISIS, and the broader threat of radical Islamism that is, if anything, it's metastasizing. It's not. It's certainly not going away. And if it is going to go away, it's not going away within the next year or two. It's going to be some extended period of time. And as the administration looks to for a period of productivity with regard to public policy, they're looking at tax reform. And Adam Michel talks to Georgine Rice about tax reform initiatives and why we ought to care. And why we ought to care is because it's bread and butter for me, for you, for all of our listeners. Corporate tax rates in America are the highest in the developed world, so we all ought to care. We look briefly at what's happening in Iceland, where they have, and listeners ought to be skeptical, they are boasting that they've eliminated Down syndrome. And we ought to know what that means. That just means that 100% of the babies that are diagnosed with Downs are aborted. So this is a face of our future. We ought to work against it and have eyes wide open towards it. Hugh Ross of Reasons to Believe is just terrific on the eclipse, and we all tracked with it, whether you were fascinated by it or barely gave it attention at all. You'll appreciate Hugh Ross with Eric, and he's an astronomer from Caltech right here in Pasadena, close to where I'm at right now. And we heard from Randy Alcorn, the author, and he's challenging Christians to a greater degree of service, challenging Christians to look at God's truth in a bigger and more comprehensive way. His latest book is entitled Truth, A Bigger View of God's Word. And in light of the tense times, especially after Charlottesville, Tony Perkins of FRC is calling for a day of prayer and calling the nation to pray. And that really is compatible with a repeated conversation we've had in recent years. And what we saw there and the tensions that were unearthed and fueled there in Charlottesville should, if nothing else, prayer should be at the top of our list. So there we go.
Yeah, that's a great show because you've got a lot of different elements. You know how I like it when you guys do that greater sense of variety where you have a devotional element, like talking about Randy Alcorn talking about his book, Truth, A Bigger View of God's Word, and then you have those political elements which have to do with the Afghan, tactic, I would think, in Afghanistan. And then it just kind of drives you a little batty, is that whole Down syndrome disappearing in Iceland thing. And what bothers me about it, and I need you to kind of help me so that I don't blow a cork and I just remain a prayerful person about it, is it seems as though the promotional people in Iceland are trying to promote what? That we in Iceland don't have Down syndrome, so come live here? I mean, is that what the goal is and what they're saying? Or is it that they're superior? We know it's because they're aborting. It's got nothing to do with any righteous position, but why are they doing it?
Well, I think it's one thing is why they're doing it, setting aside why how they're publicizing it, but why they are doing it is we don't want to be bothered with and weighed down by and burdened by people with special needs. And if you or any of your listeners have somebody with Down syndrome in their circle, know that with Down in particular, these are some of the sweetest people on the planet. And if you have one of them in your life, you are blessed as a result. So they are wrongheaded in so many ways, but it's a selfishness of our time and of our season the period of history we're walking through. And it's really the fruits of secularism is that we don't have pierced consciences over the things that really ought to pierce our conscience.
No, that is an excellent statement, that what you just said right there. That I would just the reason I'm interrupting you is because that's a big deal. The things that don't bother people anymore that should bother them, but their consciences have been seared because of so much sinfulness that they've brought in.
Yep. And I think it was Iceland that boasted recently that belief in God from youth, under age 20 is 100, virtually 100% atheist. No professing faith, no measurable percentage of professing faith. And that part of the world, and the Scandinavian countries, have a very similar dynamic to where it is so secular, there's not even a remnant of the sense of moral sensibilities that come from Christian faith. So, there are many people in our country who are not who are not believers, but their sense of right and wrong, their sense of moral and immoral, their valuing of life comes as a result of Christian conviction that's evident in the culture around them. And when you're entirely secular, that dies, and then you're willing to do this boldly and bluntly. But lest we point the finger at that part of Western Europe, I mean, the numbers are above 80% here, maybe pushing 90% of Down syndrome babies that are aborted. So our hands are absolutely dirty as well.
Yeah. And you know what's so sad about this whole thing is the Bible says, without a vision, the people cast off restraint. And that's exactly what they're doing. They don't have an eternal vision. They don't have any kind of ramifications. In fact, the reason people want to be atheists is so they can do whatever they want and not feel responsible for their actions. Which is, you know, it's like ultimately it's like, well, that's fantastic right up until you meet God, and then that's going to really be bad for you. I mean, it's just, it doesn't, it's like that ain't going to change the truth, but it might give them 70 more, you know, years full of sin, but it's not going to change the eternal truth. Let's go into just real quickly, Randy Elkhorn and with Frank talking about the book Truth, A Bigger View of God's Word. Is the approach, and I'm assuming so forgive me if I'm wrong, but is the approach a greater respect, a greater reverence, a greater engagement in interaction with the Word of God as opposed to trying to rely on our own feelings about things?
Well, it's a 200 short meditative devotional type things, chapters, and he's encouraging us to look at God's truth not as a as more comprehensive, all-encompassing, and we are a little bit quick to narrow God's truth down to our devotional life when it ought to be the lens through which we see the entire world. We ought to understand God's word as the truth that tells us what's good for humanity and good for human flourishing, what's good for male and female, and all of these things. So, Alcorn is great. Listeners will remember him from his book on heaven. And he's convicting to the believer to listen to in a good way.
Yeah.
That is challenging you to step up in your service to Christ, step up in your service to your body, and then in the book more properly, reestablish God's word in your heart and in your, you know, in your cerebral, in your mental life, giving it the place that it ought to have.
Yeah, excellent. All right, folks, I'm really going to encourage you to check it out because, you know, you can go to ChristianOutlook.com and listen sooner than later. If you can do that, I think that's available even now. It's here, KPRZ, Saturdays at 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., Sundays at 11 p.m., and you get a full scope, a full range of different things from devotional lives, which need to draw us into the Lord, as well as an awareness of the secularization and the piercing of people's consciousness so that they don't respond to the things that they do. You need to be aware of what's going on, but you need to be in that connection with the Lord. Excellent job, Russell. I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us.
Well, I enjoy hanging out with you and your listeners, and you guys all have a great weekend. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Excuse me, 'cause in his hands I'm changing to a servant of God. All I've got is...
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What is your attitude about divorce? This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Friday, August 25th.
He is a successful businessman. She is a celebrated actress. Who gets the children? Who gets which house? As assets are divided, we'll listen in today on Divorce Court.
A friend of mine was on a plane flying home when he started weeping. You see, he had just attended our I Still Do event and had realized that his attitude about his own divorce was all wrong. He wrote and told me that he had never repented for divorcing his wife, but he did so on that plane. Some in the church today need to repent from wrong attitudes about divorce as well. There are people who advise their friends and family members to just go ahead and get a divorce. That absolutely stuns me. You know, many Christians have become complacent about an act that God was very clear about. God said in the book of Malachi, "I hate divorce." One final thought. If God hates divorce, what should we do about it? I believe we need to begin by changing our minds about divorce. Then we might need to change our counsel that we give others as well. Our opinion needs to match God's truth. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. The reason that I'm going fast is we have a limited amount of time, and we've got to get things done, so I want to keep things moving. Here we go. You know, I could have just kept going right there, just not stopped at all. Anyhow, here's our E. cola What's Bugging Me segment, brought to you by E. cola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E. cola Termite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. They're dead already? Wait, hold on. Okay, fine. All right. Here's what's bugging
You're really good in there today.
Yeah, I was kind of a little off today. I went running in my new running shoes today.
Ooh, how'd that go?
Yeah. You know how you get new shoes?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That takes a while.
It does take a while.
So after I was done for 40 minutes, I realized...
Your feet hurt.
Yeah. It wasn't really that I was winded. It was that I was wounded. There was a big difference. All right. Let's talk about what's bugging me. You know what it is that's bugging me? You ever heard of the concept projection? Projection is a psychological term. Psychiatrists will give me the better definition some other time. We don't have time today. But it's basically, it's putting on other people what you are feeling bad about yourself in. And so you project. So, you know, it's amazing to me because people will get mad and blame other people for things that they're doing, even though the person who is blaming them are doing the exact same thing. So in other words, if somebody does something that you did, you get mad at them, but not mad at you. That's wrong. Let me help you out. Wrong. So for example, I'll use an example. Let's say somebody told a lie, and then they meet somebody else and the other person tells a lie. Well, then they get mad at the other person for telling a lie, but they're not mad at themselves for telling a lie. You know what we call that? That's projection. You know what we call that? Hypocrisy. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, that's what's bugging me. Brought to you by E. cola Termite and Pest Control. Here we go. This is today's devotion from today, from my reading today, because I'm in Leviticus. And for those of you that have not read Leviticus, you know, line by line, word by word, I understand, but it's the Word of God. You need to read it. Let me show you why. Here are the littlest things that come out of that. It's entitled, There Is a Reason, Leviticus chapter 17. The Lord commanded Moses to give Aaron and his sons and all the people of Israel the following regulations. Any Israelites who kill a cow or a sheep or a goat as an offering to the Lord anywhere except at the entrance of the tent of the Lord's presence have broken the law. They have shed blood and shall no longer be considered God's people. Ooh. The meaning of this command is that the people of Israelites shall now bring to the Lord the animals which they used to kill in the open country. Let me explain something to you really fast. Moses is giving a command about animals, killing animals. So just listen. Moses says, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the meaning of this command is, I want you to stop. Commands are not given just so you can have a black or white position. Commands are given for meaning and purpose. Commands have never been given because God is just trying to say, turn left, turn right, it's red, it's blue. It's never been that. The commands that God gives are commands that are beneficial to people, not commands to slice yes and no. So, for example, this command right here, where we just read verse 1 through 5, you're not supposed to kill a cow, sheep, or a goat as an offering to the Lord anywhere except the temple. You might be thinking, well, wait a minute, what about hunting? And what about this? And what about this? First of all, it talks about doing it as an offering. So the offering that you are doing to the Lord doesn't take place away from the temple. Now you're thinking, but why is that? Great question. Verse 7 gives you the answer. The people of Israel must no longer be unfaithful to the Lord by killing their animals in the field as sacrifices to goat demons. What they were doing was killing animals away from the temple and sacrificing them to goat demons. So God's like, okay, we don't want you killing animals away from the temple. Why? Because when you do and you try to do this offering to goat demon, you are dumb. And so here God is giving a command that has a full meaning outside of its surface. And that's what people miss. Do you know that when the commandments tell you not to commit adultery, it's not because God's a party pooper. God is trying to spare you and families and people all over the pain of the mistakes of bad behavior. When Jesus talked about the Sabbath, he explained in detail, hey, the Sabbath is for the benefit of man. It's not like God is getting a breather here. And so the mindsets on what commands are and are not are immature. Because the commandments of God have a meaning and a purpose to them. God's not trying to be, oh, I'm the Mr. No Fun guy. It's not like God is Debbie Downer, okay? The Lord's trying to go, don't do this. This is a bad idea. Don't do this. This is a bad idea. You should really take a break here. Otherwise, you're just going to live your entire life only towards yourself. You're going to kind of forget you're doing things for me. These are things that God gives us as commands to help us, to guide us, to teach us. The commands are not simply yes and no's. They have purpose behind them. I'm not going to say anything about anything except to say I had one session where a gentleman and I were talking, and he had, and I mentioned this once before, he had been unfaithful in his marriage, and he looked at me, and he was crying. It was a mess. It was a mess. And he said, I know that commandment has got nothing to do with anything but trying to spare people from the pain. It's like you just look at the guy and go, yep, that's right. But we see it as, you know, this yes or no, left or right. And God's like, don't do this. This will really mess you up. This will be bad. You see how we see commandments and how God brings those commandments and how God manifests those commandments. It's not the same. So many of us are so legalistic, we don't get it. When we get back, I want to talk about what the big picture is with the commandments and understanding that as it connects to Jesus. to see an interesting connect-a-rooney. All right? That's like the word for connection, but with Rooney in it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Every time
more local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I was turning 40, and I asked my husband to get, you know, a vasectomy. And the night before, I got pregnant with the daughter I deserve. How many of you know the mother's curse works?
Well, it's good to take a moment or two to laugh about life. And Sherry Rose Shepherd is on Focus on the Family Minute.
Now, my daughter, she wears a great big bow. Now, people ask me, how do you get your daughter to keep that bow on her head? I said, look at me. I am 42 and the mother of a toddler. I have not slept in 18 months. She only nursed on the left side. She will wear the bow.
Sometimes you've just got to do what you've got to do to survive. And you'll hear more humor from Sherry Rose Shepherd today at FamilyMinute.org.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Ever seen a winning team that wasn't intense about the game? Funny, I haven't either. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Intensity and focus are prerequisites for winning. Winners are absorbed in the game. They dream of it at night. They think of it during the day. They're often strategists. They're always disciplinarians. They're moving toward the goal, and they never lose sight of that. In the words of the Apostle Paul, they've taken pains with these things. They are absorbed in them, so that the progress is evident to all. Paul knows what he's talking about. We need to hang in there when it gets tough. Stay in this work of faith. Stay at it.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this you? Is this you?
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Two things to direct in your direction. Get it? Directing in your direction.
Would that be a direct-a-rooney?
Yes, a direct-a-rooney coming from Spoonie right now. K-Praise app, it is free. You can access the K-Praise app by going to your app store. I just can't stand the phrase app store. I don't know what it is.
It is a little weird.
It's weird. Go to your app store. What are you buying today, sir? I'd like to buy some apps. You got three for a dollar? Anyhow, it just sounds strange, people.
And our app is free.
Yeah. I'll have to move that. Apple. Okay. So anyway, KPRZ, it's free. Just get it if you want it. If you don't want it, don't get it. Wow, that was hard. And then don't forget Abounding Grace. We got Pastor Chris Gordon coming on the show next week. Looking forward to that. Their show's on at 1:30 and again at 4. I listened to the show the other day. Very good. If you've not heard it, you need to hear it. And somebody said to me, but it seems like they come from a kind of a more conservative denomination, and that bothers you? I mean, listen to it. It's like any other process. Everything the pastor says is not what Jesus said. You know that, right? This is a responsibility of your walk between you and Jesus. When you stand before Jesus Christ, he's not going to go, what did Pastor Bob think? That's not going to happen. You're going to give an account. You should be able to listen to all things and then examine them through the truth as scripture commands us. All right. In the last segment, we were talking about understanding that there is a reason for the commandments, and the commandments are not just this big series of yes and no's. And that is what, unfortunately, many of us will reduce it to because it's easier to think that way. It's simple. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. But the idea in Scripture, as we see from Genesis all the way to Revelation, is that the Lord is trying to teach us how to walk for our benefit, not so that he can prove something to himself. He's all-knowing. There's nothing he needs to prove to himself. You understand that, right? It's a contradiction of thought. But what we do understand is that the commandments, and especially in the Old Testament, that they were inserted so that they could guide us and help us. And ultimately, as Galatians says, be our tutor to lead us to Christ. Because the ultimate goal of everything God has laid down for us is to connect with Jesus Christ so we can connect with God for all eternity. And I want to make sure you understand the depth of this. It's right in the middle of the gospel. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. This is entitled, Get the Picture. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Couple of quickie things. One, how did Peter know it was Moses and Elijah? There were no pictures. Aha! Are we going to know people in heaven? Ding, 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 ding. Peter knew it was Moses and Elijah. Ooh, there's a thought, right? Number two, just so we can understand. Number two, Jesus was transfigured, which means that he turned into something else. How bright? Bright as light. I don't know. I'm a sci-fi guy. Energy. I mean, there's just got to be something energy thingy there. It's just unbelievable. It's incredible. I mean, just his face was like the sun. You can't look at the sun. Have you noticed? I mean, if you can't look right at the sun, it's bad for you. Ooh. Here's the other part about this. Who was there? Mo and Elijah. Right? What does Mo represent? Mo represents, don't start. What does Mo represent? Mo represents the law. Moses was the law, was used by God to bring the law, right? What does Elijah represent? Elijah represents the voice of the prophets. Because the prophets, he was the first power prophet, they call him. So here you got Moses who represents the law, Elijah who represents the prophets, and look what God the Father says. This is my son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. You know, all of those things that are in the Old Testament, and we merge and we look in the New Testament, you don't throw those things out from the Old Testament. They were written for our learning. But those lead us to Jesus. And when Jesus gives a definition and an explanation of a command, that's the one you want. The Father's going, okay, listen to him. So when you're trying to figure out, well, what's the priority here? I will tell you the priority right now. The reason it's called the New Testament, get this, is because it's new. How dare you say that? I didn't. Jesus did. If you don't like it, go up to heaven and argue. But until he comes back, he and his words and his voice, that is the priority and the authority. You get the picture? The way that Jesus explains the commands, those are the ones that take priority. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.